This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. You're out of sight. All
right, just move yourself. Of your eye care needs, see Dr. Michael Jones, Quantum Vision Centers, 855-260-EYES. Dr. Jones is a friend of this program, and he is one of the best in the business. We're talking about that LASIK surgery. Nobody does it better than Dr. Michael Jones. When you call them, please tell them that I sent you. Dr. Michael Jones, 855-260-EYES.
I believe it was Steve Cordy, who was a writer for the Belleville News Democrat.
Oh, yeah.
And it was Mike Martin. Well, I know for sure it was those two, but I believe it was a topic about players, you know, being ripped in the paper, and Mike Martz got confused. He was thinking it was Jeff Gordon, who had written a couple of snarky things in Tip Sheet about their players. And Mike Martz accidentally started going off on Steve Cordy, who's like the most unassuming
nice fella
reporter guy you would ever meet in your life. But his premise was, do you like any of our players? Do you like any of them? Because it was all negative. And I'm thinking at some point, Mozeliak may call into a show here or there and say, do you like any of our players? Because it does feel extremely negative, doesn't it? If I tell you, Carlos Martinez is coming in, you're like, well, hope he doesn't get injured. Like, hey, Reyes is coming back. Like, well, I don't know. Hey, Flaherty's starting tomorrow. It's unbelievable how right now, and things change, but how the emotion towards the entire roster is either negative or indifferent. And these are names that have had star power and have had some, you know, big moments for this franchise. But I couldn't tell you right now. You're going to go out and get something to eat. No, 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 no. Don't you dare do that. So-and-so's coming up to bat. You'd say, yeah. I'm good.
Well, how about the most optimistic of Cardinal media members, the commish, Rick Hummel, and we went through it yesterday, and of the starting eight, only one is performing above expectations.
Yeah, he went around the diamond.
Yeah. Did he give Yachty a slight above, or did he just say that he's meeting expectations?
Meeting expectation because of the defense, and you know he's still hitting a little bit. Injury is obviously an issue, and
but, the RBI count's not bad,
60 something like that's fine.
And I think the only one above was Ozuna, correct?
Who to the only one who's definitely going to not be here next year.
And at the beginning of the year, we would have shipped him out for a bag of balls, right? The way some things were going, he was having issues in the outfield, and he seemed indifferent. And this was after the off season, where they said they didn't know if he was even doing his rehab. And Mozeliak famously said, I'm going to skip down to the Dominican, or he had some weird phrasing, but basically saying, I'm going to check up on the guy. So I think you had a negative vibe going into the season. And yet right now he's probably your all-star. I guess the team is announced on Sunday. Would it be this Sunday the team's announced?
Yeah.
And I would think it's Ozuna. Is there anyone else?
I mean, he's got 20 home runs. Yeah.
There's nobody else that you're going to,
I mean, John Gant had a chance, but no. I mean, he's still 7-0?
He's still 7-0, I believe. He got pounded on Sunday, but didn't take the loss. But that was going to be a tough sell just because of his weird role in the bullpen. But I think it's Ozuna, the one guy who's overachieving, and you're right. Percentage that he's back next year, 5%? Zero?
Yeah. Unless, like, you know, they make him a qualifying offer and it's another just whacked out, you know, free agency season where nobody gets an offer. But I can't see that happening. Yeah. You know, I'll tell you too, is if you think about it, if you lose him, I mean, what outfielder do you feel good about moving forward? The guy in AAA, Dylan Carlson, who's hitting .280 with good power numbers and can do a lot of things? I mean, is that the best outfielder in your system right now?
Right. You'd have to go outside and be creative. Maybe there's a trade you can pull off. I don't think you can roll out an outfield next year minus Ozuna with just some sort of packaging of Bader, Fowler, Martinez, O'Neill, or Garcia, any of these guys that you have currently. I think you'd have to add somebody from outside. You couldn't just say Ozuna, who hit, 40 homers and 38, 40 homers, what are you going to end up with? You're going to let that guy walk.
Yeah.
You're going to have to find some piece to replace him.
Bob Lee has announced his retirement. He's kind of like a guy that is so much different than sportscasters are now. I mean, obviously, he's a throwback, but he never had a shtick. You know, he never was like, you know, like a Nick Charles in terms of charisma. He's just a real solid journalist who did his job, and I salute him on a four-decade career at ESPN.
It couldn't have been more different than Chris Berman, who they came up together, and Berman was all shtick. And it's interesting that the one who survived, you know, kept a mainstream job or position for longer was the other guy. I don't know anybody that dislikes Bob Lee. And I give ESPN credit for carving out that niche that kind of suited his skill set, too.
Do you know where you can see or hear Chris Berman on broadcast right now? You'll never believe this.
Is he doing minor league baseball?
Boston Red Sox stints. When we were up there on one of the gazillion trips, all of a sudden we're turning out, wait a minute, is this Chris Berman on local radio? And he was doing Boston Red Sox games.
On the radio?
Yeah. Now, I don't know if he does it permanently, but they were like, they had the kind of a rotating booth where he would come in and fill in.
Does he still work for ESPN technically?
Seems like he's made an appearance.
Like every once in a while. The All-Star game's coming up. The Home Run Derby.
No.
Man, I'm just looking at what we got rid of when we traded Oscar Mercado, who's actually dominating in Cleveland, a nice young outfielder who would be pretty nice to see in the system for the Cardinals. We got two guys that have done absolutely nothing in the Cardinals system. I mean, I'm talking combined no home runs this year and 15 RBIs. And we traded a everyday outfielder for the Cleveland Indians, who's pretty much raking. So
what was the deal? Well, I mean, or the impetus of the deal was it
Mercado for Connor Capel and John Torres?
Yeah.
And within a calendar year, he's up with the Indians. Not like they waited 4 or 5 years in the trade. You know, you could hindsight 2020. The guy was hitting 280 with 14 bombs.
Sounds like Plowsy doesn't like any of our players.
The trades have been drastically one-sided in the favor of any opposing team trading for the Cardinals.
Back to Bob Lee real quick. When you go to Wikipedia about somebody that's been in a public spotlight for a long time, there's always some type of scandal, got a DUI, charged with sexual harassment, did something terrible. The only thing about Bob Lee is married, two children. So you kind of what you see is what you get with
him. And I would have guessed that. You never know for sure, but I would have guessed that with Bob Lee. It was Tom Meese. Tom Mee, was it? Well, Tom Mee is the Cardinal director, right? Meese was the original sports.
Yes.
I think he died.
Tom Meese, yeah.
Tom Meese, Berman, and Lee. Weren't those?
Drowned.
Yes, and they all love that guy. Tom Meese.
Age 46 when he died. Could not swim.
And did he fall into a pool or something weird happened to him?
Was he trying to save somebody? Wait a minute. I got it right here.
I can picture him to this day.
Yes. Okay. He did not know how to swim. Drowned in a neighbor's swimming pool. At first, police said Meese had jumped in the pool to save his daughter, Gabrielle, that they later retracted that account, saying they did not know how Meese
continues to develop. He's definitely going to be fun to watch.
Great stuff. Earl, honored to have you in. Thank you so much.
My pleasure as always, Frank.
All right. The great Earl Austin Jr. with us. Martin will join us when we come back. Gatesworth, a sponsor. Finest in senior living. 170 in Del Mar. 1 McKnight Place. The answer is always yes when you call down to the front desk. Please check it out. It is one sensational place. We'll be right back.